These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends, welcome back to our journey. Today is day 73 out of our 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. My name is Raphael. I'll be your guide for this entire journey. Thank you so much for letting me in. I'm so honored to be part of your meditations every day. I would like to celebrate you. I would like to celebrate this challenge by offering you a 50% discount on the Transcendence for Meditation course. It is a deep dive into transcendence, meditation, theory, practice, philosophy. And if you're one of the first 100 members to join, you'll also be entitled to a free one-on-one session with myself on Zoom. So have a look in the description to the video below or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. But for now, without further ado, let's start on today's meditation. Let's make sure that we won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation, approximately 20-25 minutes. If you need to close the door, if you need to turn your phone on flight mode, then please do this now. The way we sit is very simple. Whatever is comfortable. You don't have to sit in any kind of fancy positions for these meditations. So if you want to sit on a chair or on the floor, that's perfectly okay, as long as you're nice and straight, taking space vertically. We start the meditation sessions by dedicating it to someone. It can be to anybody that you choose. The way we do this is simple. We close our eyes. We put our hands to our heart. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Let it go, let it float away. Take your time, get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. Whenever you feel like it, you may take a nice deep breath and open your eyes. Take your time to get reacquainted to the environment around you. Let's take advantage of this space, of this calm, of this stillness, to contemplate on a concept of life that I think is beautiful. It comes from the Tao Te Ching, from Lao Tzu. I'll read you a passage and you'll reflect on it, and you'll tell me in the comment section below afterwards how this resonates with you and how you can take it with you today and every day to improve the way you see life, the way you experience life. He says, if you understand others, you are smart. If you understand yourself, you're illuminated. If you overcome others, you're powerful. If you overcome yourself, you have strength. If you know how to be satisfied, you are rich. If you can act with vigor, you have will. If you don't lose your objectives, you can be long-lasting. If you die without loss, you are eternal. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a reflection on this passage, how it resonates with you, how you can apply it, how you can also aim to be eternal and happy, illuminated, powerful, courageous, rich, within yourself, of course. That's it for me today. Thank you so much for joining me. Today was day 73. Today will be day 74. If you've enjoyed this meditation, do hit the like button. This helps people find us on YouTube. Check in the links in the description below. Share these meditations, subscribe to the channel, and so on and so on. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.